Testimony Treasures, Volume 1, Chapter 55, No Probation After Christ Comes. When Jesus rises up in the most holy place and lays off his mediatorial garments and clothes himself with the garments of vengeance in place of the priestly attire, the work for sinners will be done. The period of time will then have come when the mandate will go forth. He that is unjust, let him be unjust still, and he that is righteous, let him be righteous still, and he that is holy, let him be holy still. And behold, I come quickly, and my reward is with me, to give every man according as his work shall be. God has given his word for all to investigate, that they may learn the way to life. None need err if they will submit to the conditions of salvation laid down in the Word of God. Probation is granted to all, that all may form characters for eternal life. An opportunity will be given to all to decide for life or death. Men will be judged according to the measure of light given them. None will be accountable for their darkness and their errors if the light has not been brought to them. They have not sinned in not accepting what has not been given them. All will be tested before Jesus leaves his position in the most holy place. The probation of all closes when the pleading for sinners is ended and the garments of vengeance are put on. Many entertain the view that probation is granted after Jesus leaves his work as mediator in the most holy apartment. This is the sophistry of Satan. God tests and proves the world by the light which he is pleased to give them previous to the coming of Christ. Characters are then formed for life or death. But the probation of those who choose to live a life of sin and neglect the great salvation offered closes when Christ's ministration ceases just previous to his appearing in the clouds of heaven. Those who love the world and whose minds are carnal and at enmity with God will flatter themselves that a period of probation will be granted after Christ appears in the clouds of heaven. The carnal heart, which is so averse to submission and obedience, will be deceived with this pleasing view. Many will remain in carnal security and continue in rebellion against God, flattering themselves that there is then to be a period for repentance of sin and an opportunity for them to accept the truth, which now is unpopular and crossing to their natural inclination and desires. When they have nothing to venture, nothing to lose by yielding obedience to Christ and the truth, they think they will take their chance for salvation. There are in the Scriptures some things which are hard to be understood, and which, according to the language of Peter, the unlearned and unstable rest unto their own destruction. We may not in this life be able to explain the meaning of every passage of Scripture, but there are no vital points of practical truth that will be clouded in mystery. When the time shall come, in the providence of God, for the world to be tested upon the truth for that time, minds will be exercised by His Spirit to search the Scriptures, even with fasting and with prayer, until link after link is searched out and united in a perfect chain. Every fact which immediately concerns the salvation of souls will be made so clear that none need err or walk in darkness. Accountable for light. As we have followed down the chain of prophecy, revealed truth for our time has been clearly seen and explained. We are accountable for the privileges that we enjoy and for the light that shines upon our pathway. Those who lived in past generations were accountable for the light which was permitted to shine upon them. Their minds were exercised in regard to different points of Scripture which tested them, but they did not understand the truths which we do. They were not responsible for the light which they did not have. They had the Bible as we have. But the time for the unfolding of special truth in relation to the closing scenes of this earth's history is during the last generations that shall live upon the earth. Special truths have been adapted to the conditions of the generations as they have existed. The present truth, which is a test to the people of this generation, was not a test to the people of generations far back. If the light which now shines upon us in regard to the Sabbath of the fourth commandment had been given to the generations in the past, God would have held them accountable for that light. When the temple of God was opened in heaven, John saw in holy vision a class of people whose attention was arrested and who were looking with reverential awe at the ark which contained the law of God. The special test upon the fourth commandment did not come until after the temple of God was opened in heaven. Those who died before the light was given upon the law of God and the claims of the fourth commandment were not guilty of the sin of violating the seventh-day Sabbath. The wisdom and mercy of God in dispensing light and knowledge at the proper time, as the people need it, is unsearchable. Previous to his coming to judge the world in righteousness, he sends forth a warning to arouse the people and call their attention to their neglect of the fourth commandment, that they may be enlightened and may repent of their transgression of his law and prove their allegiance to the great lawgiver. He has made provision that all may be holy and happy if they choose. Sufficient light has been given to this generation that we may learn what our duties and privileges are and enjoy the precious and solemn truths in their simplicity and power. We are accountable only for the light that shines upon us. The commandments of God and the testimony of Jesus are testing us. If we are faithful and obedient, God will delight in us and bless us as His own chosen peculiar people. When perfect faith and perfect love and obedience abound, working in the hearts of those who are Christ's followers, they will have a powerful influence. Light will emanate from them, dispelling the darkness around them, refining and elevating all who come within the sphere of their influence, and bringing to a knowledge of the truth all who are willing to be enlightened and to follow in the humble path of obedience. Neglecting truths for the fanciful. Those who possess the carnal mind cannot comprehend the sacred force of vital truth upon which their salvation depends, because they cherish pride of heart, love of the world, love of ease, selfishness, covetousness, envy, jealousy, lust, hatred, and every evil. If they would overcome these, they might be partakers of the divine nature. Many leave the plain truths of God's word and neglect to follow the light that shines clearly upon their pathway. They try to pry into secrets not plainly revealed, and conjecture and talk and dispute in regard to questions which they are not required to understand, for they have no special reference to their salvation. Thousands have been beguiled in this way by Satan. They have neglected present faith and present duty, which are clear and comprehensive to all who have the reasoning powers. They have dwelt upon doubtful theories and scriptures which they could not comprehend, and have erred concerning the faith. They have a mixed faith. God would have all make a practical use of the plain teachings of His Word in regard to the salvation of man. If they are doers of the Word, which is plain and powerful in its simplicity, they will not fail to perfect Christian character. They will be sanctified through the truth, and through humble obedience to it will secure everlasting life. God wants servants that are true, not only in word, but in deed. Their fruits will show the genuineness of their faith. Brother O, you will be subject to Satan's temptations if you continue to cherish your erroneous views. Your faith will be a mixed faith, and you will be in danger of confusing the minds of others. God requires His people to be a unit. Your peculiar views will prove an injury to your influence, and if you continue to cherish them and talk them, they will finally serve to separate you from your brethren. If God has light which is necessary for the salvation of His people, He will give it to them as He has given other great and important truths. Here you should let the matter rest. Let God work in His own way to accomplish His purposes in His own time and manner. May God enable you to walk in the light as He is in the light.